on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Gotta cut
you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you from Madison, Rebel Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM, and in Waukesha on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making, and I'm very proud to announce, I think that the phone glitch that we had yesterday is cured. And when you call into 844-967-2789, you'll get a live call and a live response from me. Where to start? Well, I'll tell you where we're going to start. We're going to start with Ukraine. Ukraine, magnificent, brave country, insufficiently supported by us and NATO, in my view. Putin is frustrated. Putin is afraid. And I'll tell you why he's afraid. He's afraid because that throughout Russian history, when somebody in power either loses a war or gets really bogged down in a war, they're toast. They frequently get killed, and they certainly get removed. Back in 1905, there was the Russian-Japanese War started by Russia. We think of the Japanese as our enemies. In the Second World War, they bombed Pearl Harbor, and that's true. They militarized after the First World War. But in 1905, they were a very small military power, small country. Russia invaded some of their territory just suddenly. Mongolia tried to get to their port, Port Arthur. The Japanese fought back. They were outmanned, and yet they beat the Russians. Now, it was a stupid war. Russia did not need that war. Russia was growing, and it had a great culture in the 19th century, music and literature, and it was starting to come into the 20th century. As a result, the Romanovs, you've heard of the Romanovs, they were the Tsar's family, who'd ruled Russia for 300 years. People started to rebel. 1905, there was a mini rebellion. In 1917, after the First World War, as it was ended, there was the Communist Revolution. But more importantly, that was curtains for the Romanovs. They tried to escape, they were caught, and they were executed, including the Tsar, his wife, and his six kids. Very, very ugly. The Russian-Japanese War started the decline. In the Second World War, Stalin, who had Nazi tendencies of his own, enter into an alliance with Adolf Hitler. Many people don't remember that. They think that they fought on our side in the Second World War. Well, they started out fighting on Hitler's side because they were promised Poland, to divide up Poland, which the Russians, the Prussians, because back in the 1790s, there was no Germany. There was Prussia and Bavaria. The Russians, Prussians, and Austrians divided up Poland in 1795. And Poland ceased to exist on the map as a country till the end of the First World War. At the end of the First World War, Poland was once again a free country till the Nazis invaded in 1939. And they teamed up with Stalin, who was a murderous dog, inhuman, killed 20 million people. And he and Hitler entered into a pact to fight on the same side, basically against Western civilization. Unfortunately for Stalin, Hitler betrayed him, betrayed the pact, and in a military operation called Operation Barbarossa, invaded Russia not too long after the pact. Suddenly Stalin said, I'm a good guy. I really like Americans. I like the British. I like the West. Please help me. Please help me. A murderous lying dog that he was. We obviously went in and helped them simply because The German army was bogged down in Russia, and it was a two-front war against Germany, which Germany had no chance of winning. If Stalin had lost that, in other words, if he had stayed with Hitler and they lost the First World War, he would have been hauled out in the public square and hanged immediately. But because he was on the, quote, winning side, end quote, he managed, his worthless carcass managed to hang on for a few more years until he died of natural causes in the early 50s. But he killed 20 million people. Then you had Khrushchev. Then you remember Khrushchev? He was going to put nuclear missiles in Cuba. JFK stared him down. They agreed ultimately to remove nuclear missiles anywhere near the United States and from the extreme edges of Eastern Europe, which was a good thing. Lower tensions. But Khrushchev, they went into Czechoslovakia in 1968, did exactly what they're doing in Ukraine now. But Khrushchev was mortally wounded by the perception that he'd backed down to JFK, and they took him out, except they didn't kill him. His daughter teaches here in the United States. Khrushchev's daughter fled Russia. Can you imagine? It would be as if, you know, Ivanka Trump fled the United States and went to Russia when Trump was president. I mean, that's exactly how strange and bad that was. In any event, there were a succession of hacks. There was a succession of Kosygin, Brezhnev, and these kinds of characters, gray, colorless communists. Then Gorbachev came along. Gorbachev was a more enlightened guy, even though he was a commie. He was a communist. But Russia got bogged down in the Afghan War from 1979 to almost 10 years. And the U.S. provided the Taliban with Stingers and Javelins to put up a resistance. The Taliban were called the Mujahideen back then. And unfortunately, we armed them against the Ruskies. They were two enemies of ours, basically. One cautionary note is that for 4 or 5 years, the CIA and the U.S. wouldn't give the Taliban any weapons, and that because they thought they were going to provoke the Russians, and then cautiously we decided to give them weapons. The same miscalculation is happening by the United States and NATO right now in Ukraine. Yes, we've given them Javelins and Stingers, but Obama wouldn't give them any. Didn't want to, quote, provoke the Russians. You know, when you start talking about we don't want to, quote, provoke, end quote, Hitler, you're not talking about a human being. And with Putin, you're talking about a Hitler wannabe. It is a big mistake not to give the Ukrainians those MiG jets, 70 of them, that our Eastern European members, who used to be in the Warsaw Pact, now they're in NATO, have and want to give them. Because what, we don't want to, quote, provoke, end quote, Putin? Really? Putin, who is laying siege to Mariupol, like the siege of Leningrad in the early 40s? People are killing each other. They will kill each other. Launching rockets into maternity hospitals, kindergartens, schools. We don't want to, quote, provoke, end quote, Hitler. We need a no-fly zone in Ukraine, but Ukrainians can impose it. What's the difference between giving them Stingers, which can take down about up to 5,000 feet, a helicopter, and the next generation, which can take up to 20,000 feet? What's the difference between giving them Javelins, which are these terrific weapons, shoulder held, some guy's crouching in the bushes, he sees a Rusky tank, kaboom, and the people inside are barbecue. What's the difference between doing that and giving them MiG jets? These are Russian jets to hit the tanks from the air and impose a no-fly zone and get food and water to Mariupol. It is a significant mistake to deny these jets and to deny higher range ground systems to Ukraine. It's the reason why 70% of people in this country don't like the way Biden's handling this. They also don't like Trump because they know he is a Russian asset. Trump is with Putin. Trump said he would take us out of NATO, exposing Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, and the whole eastern flank of Europe, including, believe it or not, Finland, because it has an 800-mile border with Russia. Joe, get him the Jets. Get them the Jets. So there you have it. Putin is afraid right now for a very good reason. And the reason he's afraid right now is because just like the Romanovs, and just like Khrushchev, and just like Gorbachev, and almost like Stalin, the Russian people are used to being abused. They seem to like authoritarianism. They seem to like the whip. They come trotting out with the leash in their mouth to give to their master. But they don't like it when their master screws it up. And Putin does not want to disappear under the boots of the mob, the howling mob. Going to a break, and I'll get back to what Putin is doing to clamp down. Lines are open, and they're open live, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on.